years have gone by, and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Thank you very much for joining us today here on BTS SO Live. My name is The Novi, and we're here to transmit today in a few seconds that we can a great message to you guys. But before I begin, I want to say hello to L1 and Lexi AI who are on board our vessel today. Lexi, say hello.
Hello. How is everybody doing today?
L1, say hello.
I'm doing great.
L1, how do we keep alive?
Well, this is actually self-sponsored, if that's what you mean. And yes, this is all made possible by the Dynexum Project. For those of you who are curious about how self-sponsorship works, the ins and outs of it, contact us further and we can go ahead and show you the ropes, I guess. Is that a saying now? Sometimes, you know, I'm being cooped up in this board here. Anyway.
So today's show, Cookie Girl.
Is living a bad memory. Are you your bad memories? This is an Esso Life TB Soul Brain Snacks. TB Soul stands for the bright side of life. So, first of all, you know, many times when we've lived, especially a past emotion, a traumatic one, we live the emotion still, but we totally forgot the experience that was associated with it. You know, they say a lot of people who've suffered trauma live like this. However, even people who have some what they call emotional baggage are living their bad memories. And can this sabotage who you are? Oh, you better believe it can. Without you even knowing it.
You better believe it! So, I think it's a very sad and tragic episode in life when, you know, you don't know who you are. You get all this emotional baggage and you can't move on. And then you throw it on the next person that comes to try to say hello to you because they don't know any better. And it's a chain reaction. It's part of that darkness virus, right? And I think that this is probably one of the most dangerous free things that we actually do to each other, because now that person, not knowing, not being well-trained, not being well-versed in how the darkness virus actually works inside your head, starts to deteriorate not only you but the person next to you, and you can never combine forces, at least not for a long time, so that you can fix problems. One idea that I always see like this is how parents and siblings, or parents and their children, break apart over something very subtle and very dumb. And I say dumb because 20, 30 years later, they're like, oh yeah, you know, forgive and forget, it's been so long. But so many years have gone by where they could have done something together, but they didn't.
Yeah, and then in the construct like this, time is a valuable tool, you know, so it's like you wasted time.
So what's your take on it?
Well, you know, I think, quite honestly, this is where good old-fashioned awareness is probably going to be your best ally in something like this. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, sometimes, as they say, bad things happen, we don't know why. Now, esoterically, according to off-world resources, there's an explanation for why every single thing happens, but we're not going to jump into that. So I'm talking about where you are now. You're living a bad memory. You're living a past emotion. You don't even know why. You're self-sabotaging. This is where awareness comes in.
And Lexi AI, are you on board? Are you still functional?
Yeah, I'm on board.
All right, I just want to make sure you're functioning with all circuits, you know. can you sort of decipher some of this for us, or sort of, you know, from your understanding, from your background?
I mean, what I took from, you know, finding out about these experiences is that when people allow themselves to live in a bad memory, they would find their minds quite cloudy. And the way they would be is more on the reactional side. And I would consider that more of a term like autopilot, like people are living their life in autopilot and they don't realize what kind of damage they're doing to those around them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree there. Living reactively, like you're drifting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elle, what are we going to get flagged on for saying? Because, you know, TAF, the association files also has some things about this to mention, but are we allowed to say anything like that?
Well, like I said, there's, as I mentioned before, you know, according to Offworld and TAF files, there's a reason why everything happened to you, regardless of whether you said it's a bad.
Yeah, but the human egoic system always makes up stories like, oh, this happens because you were bad, or this happens because you were good. Or the scientific community in the egocentric side also, well, this happens because of this chemical and that chemical. And so there's no real clear fighting ground for people trying to come out of the problem.
I would have to say, in this respect, it might be irrelevant to know why. Just to be aware of it.
You know, and that's really important, because in the construct in which we live, if you can just drop the problem and just deal with the solution, you get further, faster, better, stronger, just like that song.
Oh, yeah, by the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Is that...
Daft Punk?
Yep. Yeah, Daft okay. Punk. Well, what do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong?
I think, are we agreeing on this? Yes.
You, me, really actually agreeing?
I would have to say, because there is... It would seem to contradict seek first to understand, but sometimes seeking first to understand, all you need to do in order to complete the seeking to understand is that you're aware of it. And you understand that it is influencing how you behave. And that's all you need is the awareness, so that you can start to create new habits, ideally.
All right, our broadcasting time is almost coming to a close. Lexi AI, what do you got to say? What are your closing comments? Anything?
I mean, if this is something that you are
currently... Lexi, can I ask you a question real quick? Have you had like a normal life?
Me?
Yeah, you know, your parents and all that, you can remember all this stuff.
No. I don't know. Do people have normal lives?
I don't know what normal is. You're talking to me, right, Mr. You know, whatever. But I'm just curious, because how would you derive some information on how this affects people, you know, with these biases, you know, who am I really, you know? What do you think?
So, I don't know if people are aware or not, like, if they live a normal life or not. I'm not sure.
It's a tough question. No,
yeah,
it really is a tough question.
It really is a tough question. Plus,
you're the human expert here.
Okay, ask
people
your
live normal lives. I mean, are they aware that they're doing this all the time, or how does it affect them?
I don't think people are aware.
Give me an example, real quick, of something that happened to you. You go, oh, they're not aware. They should have been aware. You got a sister, don't you? Somewhere?
I've been a teacher, and when I've seen certain students come from certain trauma that have been done by their family members, they just have a certain way of behaving that they're totally not aware of, but we know it's a reaction to the trauma they've been through.
Right, so they're reactionary to that?
Exactly.
So, Lexi, what about you real quick? What kind of, like, conditions have you met where you've met someone and you got this back at you? This whole situation.
Are you talking about people reacting to me in autopilot?
Yeah, just you. Just something that you've experienced so far when you go to the surface.
I mean, I would definitely say, you know, just from previous experience, maybe in like past jobs where, you know, I would just be doing my job as I'm supposed to, and people would take out their frustrations, whether it was, you know, their life frustrations, their frustrations with the company, and they would take it out on me.
How that made you feel? Do you want to be friends with that person? Don't want to be friends? What happens to you?
Well, I didn't feel like I wanted to be friends with that person, but I definitely felt like I wanted to help them.
Oh, you're so kind. Look at her. Already in training and being so kind. I got to say, on my side of the fence, and I'll close the argument with this, is I'm too logical, I guess, maybe. To me, it just makes sense. Like, I'm like, hey, listen, I know it's not me, so what's your problem? How can I help you? Yep, okay, sure. And it's almost like I treat them like children, I guess, is what they tell me. I don't know. Elle, you've seen me interact.
I've seen it. And sometimes you get to the point where you say, I don't know why you're reacting to something that isn't there anymore. Which really throws them for a loop, because technically speaking, the experience has happened. It's like they're just reliving that emotional residue.
All right, good deal. So any closing comments on this? How do we behave? What should we do?
I mean, you know, I'd love to hear, first of all, if you guys want to share and like this, you can post this on your social media with the hashtag Become the Source.
One word?
Yeah, all one word, no spaces, Become the Source. And, you know, definitely would like to see comments too, like, have you ever found yourself living a past experience, even though the experience is already done, but you're still living that emotion?
I would love to know what some of the comments in there are on that one. I'd like to learn something. I would like to leave everybody with, you know, this is your life, you know, and a lot of you don't know where you're going after your life is, you know, done. So I would say really enjoy it and understand it's not all about you. It's about other people having difficulties that you just don't understand. Lexi?
Was that a question for me?
No, closing comments.
Oh, closing comments. I would say definitely take a stance back on your thoughts, you know, things that you're about to say to somebody, and just really review it before you let it out, before you think that thought, and let it embed itself into you. Because maybe you are living reactionary, maybe you are living in autopilot, and you want to make sure that you do take that step back so that you can seek first to understand and make sure that, you know, this is you and not the other person doing it to you.
Awesome. Well, this is it. We're going to go ahead and head out. Thank you very much for joining us. Until next time, join us on Esso Life.